Today we will be speaking on taking your stand on earth. God calls us to stand in Him, not to run away, not to hide, not to fear man or political correctness, but to stand strong in Him, just like the Israelites did in Exodus 14, 13 and 14. And Moses said unto the people, "Fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which He shall show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." And what did the Lord do next? He parted the sea so the Israelites could pass through on dry ground. Today, what are we preparing for? All Christians should be preparing for the second coming of Christ. And just like the Israelites, we need to stand our ground and take our authority, because we know the end of the story. Jesus is coming again. Psalm 4, verse 4 says, "Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, Selah." We need to stay away from sin and communicate with God in prayer. Psalm 94:16-23 says, "Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, 'My foot slips,' Thy mercy, O Lord, hold me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, Thy comforts delights my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with you, which form mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn innocent very loud. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And He shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yes, the Lord our God shall cut them off." God is calling us to rise up for Him and stand up for Him against the workers of iniquity. And how can we do this? Through prayer. Isaiah 21:8-9. "And he cried, 'A lion, my Lord, I stand continually upon the watchtower in the daytime, and I am set in my ward whole nights. And behold, here comes a chariot of men with a couple of horsemen.' And he answered and said, 'Babylon is fallen, and all the graven images of her gods have broken to the ground.'" You know, in Myanmar, I was there some time ago. The Myanmar is a new word for Burma. Burma is now known as Myanmar. Buddhists were persecuting the Christians day and night. But the Christians there were in unity with one another. They prayed and they carried on witnessing for God. And when they led some new villagers to Christ, they were not shy about it and erected a cross on the hill by the village. And the Buddhists came and tore down the cross and erected graven images in a circle in the place of the cross. The Christians prayed all night about this, and the next morning they woke to find that all the gods had fallen to the ground. But the Buddhists did not give up. They put up these graven images again. So the Christians prayed again, and the next morning these idols had crumbled to dust. And the Buddhists were embarrassed, and they said to the Christians, "Our gods do not like that place, so we will allow you to erect the cross of your God on the hill." So they did, still standing. So how should we stand? Jeremiah 6 verse 16 gives an answer. Thus saith the Lord, stand in your ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk in that, and you shall find rest for your souls. So number one, we need to stand in God's ways, in the old paths, the good way. Micah 5 verse 4 says, he shall stand and feed on the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. For now shall he be great until the ends of the earth. You cannot lose if you stand in God. If you stand up for God, pray and live in him and feed on him, God will do it. And when Jesus comes again, you will be ready. And then it says in Malachi 3:2-3, but who may abide in the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he approaches? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. And verses in the New Testament tell us how to stand. Romans 5, 1-2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Number two, we need to stand in his grace. 1 Corinthians 2, 4-5 says, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Three, we need to stand in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 6:13. Watch therefore and stand in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong, and let all your things be done with charity. Four, we need to stand in the faith. Galatians 5:1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, that you may not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So five, we must stand in the freedom that Christ has given to us. And Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Six, we stand in the protection of the armor of God. Then Philippians 1:27. Only let your conversation be as it becomes the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else I be absent, that I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one man, striving together for the faith of the gospel. So seven, we need to stand together with other Christians in one spirit. Philippians 4:1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. And 1 Thessalonians 3:8 says, for now we live, if you stand fast in the Lord. And 2 Timothy 2:19, nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal. The Lord knows them that are his, and let everyone that names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. 8, we must stand fast in the Lord and depart from all iniquity. And how shall it all end? Revelations 20:12 says, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of the things which were written in the book according to their works." The Bible tells us how to stand for God on earth. Are we doing it? Or are we spectators watching ungodly men pass ungodly laws and say nothing? But who am I, you might think? Well, let's remind ourselves of who we are. Because 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10 says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past you were not a people, but you are now the people of God. Once you had not obtained mercy, but now you have obtained mercy." We need to all take the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ seriously. We need to stand up and be counted. We need to pray. We need to let our voices be heard in petitions, magazines, in books, on radio, on television, to our neighbors, to our friends, to our work colleagues, and let our voices be heard. Let us stand up for truth. Stand up for God's people, Israel. Let us pray for Israel and support her. For Israel is God's chosen people, and we Gentiles are grafted in. If the Jews are persecuted, then so are we. If the Jews go down, so do we, for our enemy is the same. God will stand with us, and the victory will be us in Jesus' name. We also need to stand up in boldness. We often sing the song, "These are the days of Elijah." But we need to stand up for God just like Elijah did. When Elijah called down fire from heaven to take the sacrifice, the fire of the Lord fell. 1 Kings 18:37 to 39. "Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that you are the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again." Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God." And this is the faith God is looking for. This is a stand God is looking for. He answers our prayers in the same way today because he is the same holy God. We're learning to walk this way. You know, I was preaching over the phone to our Bible school, which turned out to be a crusade as well, and discovered that a whole mosque of Muslims and two witch doctors had also come along. And when they saw the healing miracles, which demonstrated the power of God, they all accepted Jesus as Lord. And the next day, the born-again witch doctors brought their witch doctor bones to Edward the pastor to burn. And the newly converted witch doctors and the Muslims were baptized that same afternoon. They've all joined our Bible school to become evangelists. We need to stand up for God. We need to demonstrate his power and his authority. Then the people of the world will respond. This is standing up for God. Christians who are listening into the radio station, are you prepared to stand up for God? If you stand up for God, God will stand up for you. If you stand up for God, He will protect you. Do you know that every person who walks on the streets have around them an aura of who they are? And if you are a Christian, do you know in the invisible realm that you have a 10-foot angel behind you protecting you? And if you are not of God and you are in sin, do you know you have around you demons in the spirit realm? I learned this in Israel this last week. The aura around you shows. You know who is a Christian. You know who is an evil person. You can feel it on them. And God wants to bring you out of the kingdom of darkness where you're ruled by the demons and set you free and transfer you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of heaven, where you're then protected by the angels of heaven, where your home is heaven. Can you see the massive difference? You see, there are three kingdoms. There's this kingdom of God, ruled by God and His angels. Then there's the kingdom of darkness, ruled by the devil and his demons. And then there is the kingdom of the world in which we are born, the physical realm, where we live for a while, maybe up to 70 or 80, maybe even 90 years if you're very healthy. But we only have this time on earth to decide where we are going to live in all eternity, either the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of darkness. Now, if you do absolutely nothing, you will die in the kingdom of darkness, because Adam and Eve ate of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, giving this perfect world that knew no sin, no sickness, no death, over to the devil in exchange for the knowledge of good and evil. So all human beings are born into the kingdom of darkness upon the kingdom of this world. But God did something wonderful. God gave us a second chance. And John 3:16 says that God loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that those who believe on Him shall not die, but shall have everlasting life. So Jesus died to break the power of sin, sickness, and death of every person who believes on Him and receives Him as Lord and Savior. Now, this is the greatest gift the world has ever known, a second chance to be removed out of the kingdom of darkness and eternal death into the kingdom of heaven, where we shall live with God and His angels for all eternity. This is why Christians should stand for Him, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way, because no other person can claim victory over sin, sickness, and death. Only Jesus has conquered sin, sickness, and death. No other. So we can only come to Jesus if we want to be set free from sin, sickness, and death, and be born again into the kingdom of heaven and eternal life. And if you would like to make a decision to receive Jesus now and what he has done for you on the cross, I'd like to lead you in a simple prayer. Pray with me now. Lord Jesus, I come to you now. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. Please forgive me every sin I've ever done. I choose to follow you now in truth and righteousness for the rest of my life and forever. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for transferring me now out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Please come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And that is the beginning of your new life. Born again to eternal life. Some of you are still sick. Lay your hand on your sickness or your pain now. Say this prayer. Lord Jesus, please place your spiritual hand on my hand, and I will be healed in Jesus' name. If you hand over your sickness or your pain, just receive your healing right now in Jesus' name. The Lord loves you so much. Receive your healing now. God bless you. Now, there's a few things you have to do. One, pray every day, get to know God. Listen to him speak. He will speak to you. Obey him when he speaks to you. If you do what God tells you to do, God will confirm what he's told you to do with his signs and wonders following. God will do it. He's with you now. Buy yourself a Bible and read it. The Bible will train you in all truth and righteousness. And join a Bible-believing church. Get baptized in water, because the water, baptism in water, confirms your decision today. As you go under the water, you identify with the death of Jesus. And as you come out of the water, you're born into the kingdom of heaven. Wonderful. Oh, God loves you so much. And then stand strong for him. All Christians listening today, stand strong for Jesus, and he will stand strong for you. God bless you, and I will now hand back to our host.